Blog Talk Radio.
If the midnight sky and the stars were mine, from the rolling sea to the mountains high, if I owned the world and if I could choose, I would give it all away, only to be with you. Heart has found a home where it belongs. Your loving gives me strength to carry on. You're all I need. One touch from you, my soul is free. If the midnight sky and the stars were mine, from the rolling sea to the mountains high, if I owned the world and if I could choose, I would give it all away, only to be with you. Mm-hmm. Girl, anywhere you are, I want to be. Opened up my eyes, now I can see a better place where I can see the smile upon your face, and it only gets better with the passing of time.
Show with your host Myron Grace.
I'm doing well, Myron. How about you?
I'm doing all right, Joe. I'm doing all right. All right. So it's a lot to go through. Just a few questions, though, Joe. And I can always edit this for YouTube, so you won't get all of that first part of the music and things like that. But we'll get down to the nitty-gritty. You're listening to author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. We're going to talk about his career and some of the books he wrote and what inspires him to write with your host, Myron Grace. So, Joe, tell us about yourself first. Tell the audience about yourself. Let's start there.
Well, I guess basically I should say that I'm approaching my 80th birthday. And I spent some time in the Army, and I worked as an engineer for 40 years. But my big hobby overall was writing. And after I retired from engineering, I took up writing novels as something to do.
Right. And Joe, I think the fact that you've written so many wonderful novels that I think that you deserve to get some type of deal. That's why I've been trying to focus on that. We don't got to go off into that. But I just wanted you to know this is why my focus is really on getting you a book deal, because like with your new book, The Minute, author Joe Clark, on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace, and we're talking about Joe's books. He was just mentioned he was a retired engineer, and then he went ahead and started writing as a hobby to pass the time away. Now, Joe, tell us about your new book, The Minute.
Well, I guess we're talking about McGregor's Final Battle is the book that's coming out in January.
Demented first. You can mention that as well.
Well, we'll go back to Demented. That book's actually been out for a couple of years, but it's it's a bit of a follow-on to The Walshes, which was my second novel. But it concentrates on, I guess you could say, our legal system and our laws and some of the inequities in the world, and also about what happens to people when they go to prison, and then of course we throw in some romance and some adventure to make it interesting.
Right. So Joe, give us the title of that book, author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Give us the title of that book again.
McGregor's Final Battle.
McGregor's Final Battle, coming out in January with author Joe Clark. Joe, you know, you said that you became an author to pass the time away, but when did you know becoming an author was what you wanted to do? Was it a time before you was retired or when you was retired?
I've been a writer all my life. I started writing when I was in high school and have continued off and on. Most of it's been volunteer work, like for I was a member of a group for a while, and we had classes that we taught every once in a while, and I wrote some for that. I also wrote a newsletter for the church. I tried to publish a couple of stories back in the 80s before my first wife died, and then I got too busy taking care of my family and my job and everything. So it goes way back.
Right. So, I mean, like, what kicked you over? I mean, a lot of people, Joe, a lot of authors, they don't go over the edge. They say, I want to be a writer. Author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with Myron Grace. Oh, I want to be a writer, but they never become a writer. So what gave you that motivation or that inspiration?
Well, it was being around other writers. After I retired, I didn't have a lot to do, so I started meeting with other writers, and they encouraged me to write. And then I would say when the Walshes came out, it got a fairly warm reception. There were several five-star reviews and things like that. And I said, well, maybe I can do this. And then I wrote Demented, and I just found that I kind of liked telling those stories. But it's a lot of work, so yeah, I mean, there are many people that would like to do it, but they're not committed.
Right, absolutely. Joe, I'm an author myself, film writer, music producer. Come natural to me, though, Joe. Would
yeah.
you say, author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show, would you say writing comes natural to you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. That's good, Joe. So how many books, author Joe Clark, have you written?
Well, I've actually published three. I've got the fourth one is coming out, and I'm working on a three-book series right now. So four would be what I've actually written.
Okay. Can you give us the name of those books, author Joe Clark, on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace? Can you give us the names of those books?
The first book was Survive, and that was the story about a woman who had been an Army helicopter pilot in Afghanistan and was injured in an accident. Her helicopter was shot down. When she comes back, she comes across a plot by terrorists to blow up the Capitol with a A-bomb that they're making, and so she has to deal with that. Then the second one was the Walshes, and actually the name of the book is The Walshes, The Coming of Eve, and that has to do with the fact that the main character, Yvonne April Walsh, wants to be a writer. She's working on, she has a blog, and she gets an assignment for a newspaper to investigate the sex industry in the D.C. area, and she gets involved in that, and she eventually writes a book. But she gets to meet a lot of people, and of course, bad things happen to her in her personal life because she's involved in this. And then the third one was Demented, which I kind of undertook because people were telling me that one of the characters should have gone to prison, and I've seen what goes on in prison, and I'm not big on sending people to jail, so that's basically where Demented came from. And then, of course, McGregor's Final Battle is a kind of a memoir, historical autobiography, you might say, or fictional history, fictional autobiography. And McGregor is an elderly man whose wife has died, and he's a retired engineer. His wife has died. He learns that he has brain cancer, and he decides that what he's going to do is buy an RV and drive across the country. He's got a cousin in Fairbanks, Alaska that he's talked to through the internet but never met. So he's going to drive out and meet her before he dies. And on the way out there, he meets a young woman who's a nurse, who has some nursing background, Kate Graham. And the two of them then follow the Lewis and Clark Trail and then sail up the coast of Alaska and get all the way up to Fairbanks. He has a stroke, and then she has to drive him down to Melbourne, Florida, to so he can be with his children.
All right, author Joe Clark talking about his fiction and crime and adventure books that he's written. Author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Author Joe Clark, can you give us an idea? What is it about writing that's interesting to you?
Well, I like to express myself in writing. I feel like I'm good at that, much better than talking about things. And so I enjoy that. I enjoy developing characters. I enjoy writing dialogue. Going along with the writing is a lot of research, and particularly I'm interested in history, so I bring in a lot of history into what I write. And it's a combination of exploring things. One of I think the biggest thing I get out of it is when I can share it, when somebody else reads it and said, boy, I like that, and boy, that made me think. That's what really is the payoff for me.
Author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. Author Joe Clark, where do you consider yourself, and this is a very common question, a writer or a novelist, meaning that the way I want to put it is this, even I'll just take that, do you consider yourself a novelist as far as a writer, or somebody who's just doing it to do it, or a real true writer?
I think of myself as a writer. I've got a blog, joeclark-blogger.com, that has hundreds of essays that I've written because I just wanted to express what was on my mind. And I've written short stories. Right now I'm focusing on novels, partly because they're easier to sell. I can publish a novel and put it out on Amazon and market it. And people, like I said, I want people to read what I write. So when I do that, I get readers. I don't get as much feedback from the blog.
Author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Well, Joe, honestly, I'll be honest with you, man. I think you got the stuff for Hollywood. Just got to get it in front of enough people. And I think that your writing is, to me, is good enough. This is from me to the audience, that it probably could be a TV show or a movie. Think about any type of market. We got to get it in front of enough people so that one of them will snatch it and say, okay, well, let's give this guy a chance. Because I think that you are a writer, Joe. That's just my opinion. And maybe if anybody listening right now, go check out author Joe Clark and some of his books, and I think you might be very pleased with what you read. So, Joe, how do you want to say to the audience, the biggest question that people typically ask is probably, I would say, something like, what advice would you give to other writers who want to become writers or who might even want to become the type of writer you are?
Well, just that you have to just sit down and do it. You have to get it written down. And there are thousands of outlets out there. I don't personally query agents or publishing companies, but a lot of people do that successfully. And the main thing is you've got to get your thoughts down and put them out there for people to read.
Well, Joe, that's why you hired me. But I'm doing some of that. I want to do a lot more, though. I ain't going to lie to you because, believe it or not, this is the season. They looking for a lot of stuff. And honestly, Joe, I know The Minute was put out a couple of years back, but I can honestly see that being right up there with Silence of the Lambs almost, if it was put together right. But, again, that's just my opinion. But it may be the opinion of a few guys like Anthony Hopkins if we would never let him read it. But in any case, Joe, I get your point, but I think, honestly, your writing is right up there and good enough. What would you like to read as author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace, to know about you as a writer that they may or may not know?
I can't think of much. I mean, like I said, I'm just a guy who is an engineer and a family man, and now he's living his dream in his golden years writing books, and there are actually people reading them, and some people think they're pretty good, like you do, and I really appreciate your efforts. I'm sorry we can't do more along the lines that you're trying, but I got myself into a bit of a bind here, and I have to be careful what moves I make. So, but I think that it's basically, I want to hear what people have to say about what I write. That's what I'm interested in.
Author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Tell your readers how they can mention your book titles one more time, Joe, the ones that's already out.
Okay, so the big ones are The Walsh's The Coming of Eve and Demented. Survive was my first novel. It's out there. It's on Amazon. And then I'm not sure exactly when, but McGregor's Final Battle is coming out in January.
Okay, okay. Author Joe Clark Hawk on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. How can people get in touch with you? And the reason why I say that is because I can guarantee you that at least 3,000 to 5,000 people are going to hear this interview somewhere in the world.
Well, there's contact information on both my blog, which is joeclark-blogger.com, and my author website, which is joeclarkauthor.com. That's the best way to get in touch with me is through those. The email is joe@joseph.clark.com, and it's joseph.clark. It's kind of a funny spelling.
Okay, okay. Author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. And can you get our website one more time before we sign off?
Okay. Joe Clark-blogger.com and joeclarkauthor.com.
I want y'all to check our author, Joe Clark. And it's very important. Joe is a brilliant writer, and he deserves a lot more credit than he's getting, in my opinion. And I know I'm going to do everything I can to help you, Joe. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that the world can see your writing, not only on a localized level on the internet, but on a global level on TV or film. So that's author Joe Clark on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. And also that's joeclarkauthor.com. And it's nice speaking with you, Joe. Until next time on the Midnight Hour Radio Show, thank you for coming aboard, Joe. Author Joe Clark, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me, Myron.
All right.
All right. So that's it. Bye-bye.